This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia Sunday of committing genocide in his country. This as Western leaders condemned images emerging of dead Ukrainian civilians in a town abandoned by Russian forces outside the capital, Kyiv. Germany, France, and others have expressed outrage at the images of dead civilians. Russia's defense ministry denied the allegations, saying footage and photographs showing dead bodies in Bucha were, quote, yet another provocation, end quote, by Kyiv. Asked on CBS whether Russian President Vladimir Putin would be held accountable, Zelensky said through a translator others also shared blame.
I think all the military commanders, everyone who gave instructions and orders should be punished adequately.
Asked what would constitute adequate punishment, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on CBS, speaking through a translator.
When we find people with hands tied behind their back and decapitated, I don't know what law or what imprisonment term would be adequate for this.
Russia has previously denied targeting civilians and rejected allegations of war crimes in what it calls a, quote, special military operation, end quote, in Ukraine. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said Sunday the mayor of a village in the Kyiv region was murdered while being held by Russian forces. She added the United Nations and international organizations were being informed of 11 mayors and community heads currently in Russian captivity across Ukraine. Local prosecutor said in a statement 7 people died and 34 were wounded after Russian forces struck a residential area in Ukraine's second largest city. This is VOA News. In a major breakthrough, South Sudan's rival leaders sealed an agreement Sunday on a key military provision of their faltering peace deal following mediation by neighboring Sudan. They say they agreed on the creation of a unified armed forces command, one of several crucial unresolved issues holding up implementation of a 2018 deal to end South Sudan's bloody 5-year civil war. The accord stipulates a 60-40 distribution of key leadership between the two rivals to choose posts in the army, police, and national security forces. Costa Ricans are casting their ballots in a runoff election Sunday, choosing between an anti-establishment outsider and former leader to be the next head of the Central American country as it grapples with debt woes and social discontent. Final polling gave economist Rodrigo Chavez, a former longtime World Bank official, a slight lead over former President Jose Maria Figueres. The ruling Serbian Progressive Party, the SNS, is set to come first in Serbia's parliamentary election Sunday with nearly 44% of votes, according to a projection by pollsters. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's ruling Fidesz Party ahead with 58% of national party list votes in Sunday's parliamentary election, according to partial results. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe sent a full observation mission to Hungary to monitor Sunday's election, only the second time it has done so in a European Union country. Comedic American actress Estelle Harris, known for her role in the Seinfeld series, has died at age 93, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
She'll be remembered for her role on TV Seinfeld as George Costanza's mother with a short fuse and a loud mouth. But in a 1999 interview, Estelle Harris said she hated the sound of her voice.
I sound to myself like Marlene Dietrich or, you know, but when I hear myself, I sound to myself just like a munchkin.
The late Jerry Stiller, who played her on-screen husband, called her a born performer. Harris also voiced Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise.
I'm packing you an extra pair of shoes and your angry eyes.
She once said her greatest achievements were her children, her grandchildren, and her career in that order. Harris's agent confirmed the actor's death Saturday in Palm Desert, California. I'm Jennifer King.
And recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia Sunday of committing genocide in his country as Western leaders condemned images emerging of dead Ukrainian civilians in a town abandoned by Russian forces outside the capital of Kyiv. And Ukraine's deputy prime minister said Sunday the mayor of a village in the Kyiv region was murdered while being held